I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Power 93.5, the Pound Morning Playhouse, the birthday boy and Carla. And on this day of all days, I know you guys are going to agree with me.
What?
Carla wants everything to be equal for everybody. Well, I'm sorry. It's not equal for everybody.
What a brat you are.
And it's time you get a realistic view of life.
Equal. Okay, I am not talking about everything needs to be equal. Because we got a message from this mom. She went out with her husband, had a date night, whatever. They're chilling. They go to the mall, get some ice cream, talking. And they're talking about Christmas time. Because, you know, it's in November. They got three kids. And her husband's like, hey, we should buy more gifts for so-and-so. Because he's done so well in school. He's the smartest kid. He's earned them. So he's saying buy less gifts for the other two kids because their grades aren't as good. Look, I agree that the smart kid is awesome. He should be acknowledged for being smart and doing well in school. But on Christmas, can you imagine? Hitman is saying this is okay to give the smarter kid more presents on Christmas. How? Just, I don't. It's evil. How evil is that? And unfair. Where's your Christmas spirit? These kids are going to wake up so mad at their brother.
It's evil, Maya.
Oh, once again,
no,
Tommy.
Not. They're not going to be mad at little Junior because he did better in school. They're going to go, oh, I want to be like him, Pop. And that means they're going to work hard.
No.
And they're going to get better grades.
You are delusional on a Monday.
And the result is going to be, son, I'm proud of you. For responding to this so positively. That's how you handle that.
Yeah, here's your Nintendo Switch for doing so well.
Here's an extra $25 gift card so you can go, you know. And
no way.
Get your video game or something for
no.
Me. I'm such a great young man academically.
So messed up.
Why is it messed up?
It's just unfair. Like, I don't care. Like, Christmas is not the time.
Oh, my God.
It's not the time.
Hello, good morning, Power 93.5. What do you think?
Christmas is not the time to try to set standards.
Not the time to set standards. Not the time to set standards.
It's absolutely the perfect time
it's
to set standards.
No, what you do is you give everybody the same gift, the same amount of stuff. That's fine.
Oh, my God.
You give little Johnny something separately at a different time, that's perfect because you can say this is for your grade. But what you don't do is you don't pit siblings against siblings. That's a real thing.
No, yep, that is a real thing. You got to reward success. And Christmas is the perfect time to do it. Yes.
No. I absolutely agree that you reward success.
But me too.
What you do not do is you don't create tension in the family. That's going to create tension between those kids, depending on what age they are. That will create some serious tension between those children.
Oh, that'll be fine.
Johnny is smarter than me. And
he is.
Whatever. And that's fine. Johnny can be smart. And you need to work harder than you, whatever your name is. But the thing about it is, it's Christmas. You don't create tension in Christmas.
All right.
Thank you. Absolutely.
Thank you. All right. She advocates
she got it.
To the philosophy everybody gets a ribbon because they played on a team. It doesn't matter if they won the game
don't
or not.
Don't do that.
869-1093. What do you think?
I agree with Carla Gregg on this.
Thank you.
And I'll tell you why. If you gave the smarter child, the older child, a gift or an extra something when the grade cards came out because his was better than the other's grades, then the children would distinguish, this is about school. This is about me trying hard and getting good grades.
Great point.
Don't do it at Christmas.
Mm-mm.
Keep it, if it's about school and it's about grades, keep it about school and grades.
Yeah.
Keep Christmas about love and Jesus and unity and family.
Aww.
And I'm glad you said that. What would Jesus do?
He would
give out an extra gift or two.
No, he
I'm
wouldn't.
Telling you, put a little extra fish on the plate for that kid.
I'm appalled at you.
Don't be appalled, ma'am. Thank you for calling. I mean, she brought Jesus into it.
I am
just
sorry.
Saying, I think he's with me on this.
You're going to get roasted on your birthday, and I am sorry ahead of time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.